I didn't see a Kodak here.
Okay, let's see. Oh, and gloves. What kind of gloves would they wear for working?
Regular gloves, I guess, or leather gloves.
Okay, would they wear different ones in the winter?
You just want a straw hat, Margaret?
What?
Just any kind of straw hat?
Oh, pfft, you're bringing that one.
A sombrero.
What kind of gloves did you wear?
Winter and summer.
Mm. Leather gloves. Summertime.
These cotton gloves.
I see. Okay. I was going to ask you.
Yellow fuzzy ones in the wintertime. Most times I'll be out, I use mittens.
We used to knit liners for them, and then they had these outside leather ones. We always knitted socks and mittens. Wonderful mittens keep you real warm.
Now, what would a cowboy wear around his neck?
Scarf or kerchief or what?
Neckerchief.
Another thing for it. I used to make them black for Carl.
Now, would they ever call it a bandana?
Yes.
Or is that a word you wouldn't
That's
use so
more
much?
Or less a handkerchief.
That's a big handkerchief.
I see.
A red or blue paisley.
But these others are larger.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And maybe a different
black.
Material?
Generally a black soft silk or something that they have.
Okay. And what would... Now, you mentioned that pants were called overalls. Do they ever call them pants or trousers, or are those different...
Trousers are more dress pants.
I see. Okay. And if you weren't going to wear a belt, how would you keep your pants up?
Suspenders.
Is that what they call it? Anything else they might call it? Besides suspenders?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of a jersey? What would a jersey be?
It's a wool sweater or something like that. Generally dark blue is what comes to my mind. T-shirt. Oh, they were jerseys too, weren't they? Yeah.
Fine knit, fine weave.
Mm-hmm. So is it the type of material, perhaps?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Now we're coming to the food section. Maybe you could tell me about the type of things you would raise in a garden.
Well, right now we have squash, corn, potatoes. What do we got between the corn and the potatoes? Green beans, haven't we? Mm-hmm. And we've got tomatoes and peppers and onions, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli.
Wow, that's quite a collection you have there. And those are all...
Vegetables, edible.
Now,
cucumbers, cantaloupe.
How do you eat corn? What do you call
on the cob.
That's what you get when... Okay. And what do you call those things you pull down off the side of the ear?
Husks.
And the thing at the top of the plant?
Tassel.
Okay, and there's...
Silks.
See, you're ahead of me. You're out guessing.
Well, I'm a teacher.
Okay. All right. And,
also watch Wheel of Fortune, like I told you. I used to do a lot of crossword puzzles, but now I have to read the Bible more.
Okay. Well,
this is...
Different kinds of beans?
Yes, my brother at one time had 20 kind of beans, I think. There's several... The green beans and the yellow beans, and they're more of a, they're not mature, but the dry beans, there's the bird eggs and the navies and the white and the northern, and he used to have several different types.
I'm going to put this in papers.
What?
Well,
finally it will be published by the University Press, probably in the Rocky Mountain regions.
Yeah.
But we'll withhold the names to protect the innocent.
Well, you better not tell all of this.
Okay. Now, you mentioned tomatoes.
And I say tomatoes, not tomatoes.
Okay, great. What do they call those little ones, the little tomatoes?
Cherry,
yeah. Okay. Cherry
palm
or midget. Palm thumb. Yeah.
Okay. And are there different kinds of potatoes that you grow?
White potatoes and russets and reds and